And good morning. Welcome once again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your guest host today. Our other host, Tony Bush, is off traveling yet. So he's been gone for 3 weeks. I think he's been caught in a snowstorm for all 3 weeks, but we're hoping to see him back eventually. Filling in today, is going to be one of the other Score mentors that we have. I'm going to be having Jyothi Netangadi as one of our guest hosts. Jyothi, good to have you today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good. Well, we'll try and work on things. Our guest speaker, or our guest for the day, is going to be Tim Mock. Tim is with Tuss House, one of our sponsors, and we're going to be talking about some of the things as far as technology, mobile applications, and how that can help you be more effective in your business. So we'll be getting back to Tim in just a minute or two. First of all, though, I'd like to take just a few minutes to talk to you a little bit about Score and let you know what we're all about and how Score can be a help to you as a small business. Score has been around now. We're in our 50th year. We have about 40 mentors here in the Fox Cities, people with backgrounds in just about every area you can think of. Jyothi, for instance, is a specialist in the area of websites and also social media, handles a lot of those areas for us. I'm a marketing person, and we have people who can handle just about any area of interest that you need to get your business started. The best part of it, too, is that the mentoring program that we provide is free. We cover about 8 counties all the way down to the Fond du Lac area where we have a branch of our organization and also the Oshkosh area that has a branch there. So you have people who can be located close to where you need us as well. Now, in addition to offering services for people who are just thinking about starting up, we also offer those services to people who've been in business for a number of years, need help, are looking for ways to improve their business activity to be more successful. We also work with people who've been in business for many, many years and may even be looking for an exit strategy. How do I close down my business? How do I pass it on to my family and so on? So these are all questions that we work with at Score and be more than happy to provide you with the help you need. And as I said, the counseling service is absolutely free. The best way to get in contact with us is through our website, and that would be at www.foxcities.score.org. Now, in addition to the mentoring program, we also provide a number of seminars and special programs, educational programs, for our clients. Right now, we are just beginning the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a 5-class program. We just started the introduction session last Wednesday, and we will be holding sessions every Wednesday for the next 4 weeks. That'll be February the 19th, 26th, March 5th, and 12th. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Score office, which is located at the Fox Cities Chamber Building here in Appleton. The programs are going to consist of talking about business basics. Will be also the second program. We'll be talking about marketing, how to help promote your business. The program on the 5th talks about financial planning, the different documents, all the things that you need to know about operating your business and understanding the financial success and how it comes together. And the last portion is going to be on the 12th of March, and that program is going to be basically, where do I find the money? So it's a topic near and dear to just about any small business's heart, and we talk about both the traditional ways of finding loans, financing, and so on, and then many of the non-traditional ways, including angel investors or things like crowdfunding and that type of thing. So we try to give you an exposure to all of those areas. The programs, as I said, are coming up the 19th, the 26th of February, and the 5th and 12th of March. They are from 6 to 9 p.m., and they are $25 each. You can attend any one or all 4 of them if you want to. There's still room to register. Again, if you go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, look at local presentations, local programs, and just click on and sign up there. We'll be able to accommodate you for the rest of the programs. Another program coming up is going to be down in the Fond du Lac area, and that Tony is going to be doing. It is going to be on cash flow management. How do I handle my cash flow? What I need to know and how I have to do it. It's going to be at the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac, located on Rolling Meadow Drive down in the Fond du Lac area. It's going to be held on Wednesday, February 26th. Registration from 12:30 on. The presentation will actually be from 1 until 3. And again, for more information, just go on out to the website. That program is also set for $25, and it'll be an excellent, excellent presentation so that you can learn how to handle your cash flow and also how to manage your relationships with your banker. So again, very, very important for starting up your business. And the last one we're going to talk about real quickly is going to be coming up in May. We have quite a ways to go before that one, but it's going to be on the Affordable Health Care Act. We had originally scheduled this program earlier, but the weatherman, who's been so nice to us all the way through this winter, kind of messed things up. So we are going to be holding this on May the 6th coming up. And more information on that will be coming out. What we're going to be talking about, though, is what is all the Affordable Health Care Act today, what's it all about, how things have changed, what the different regulations really mean to you as a small business, regardless of whether you're one person or 100 people, it still has an effect. And we'll have a panel of three experts talking about how it affects businesses, individuals, and also how it affects your bottom line. So we'll have a CPA accountant helping us on that area. So again, think about that. Go on out to the website. Take a look. All of the details on that program are available out there as well. And my last promotional item for the morning is for the Fox Cities Chamber. They have an organization that's called Cultivate. They are going to be coming up with their program. It's going to be on March the 20th. They're going to have a keynote speaker who will be talking about the art of wow, driving extreme client loyalty, how to get people to be loyal to your business and keep coming back. In addition to that, they will also include a number of breakout sessions with specialized areas for you, and then a networking lunch from 12 to 12:30. That is with the Cultivate program. Would ask you to go out to www.cultivateevent.com, take a look at it, and register for it there. As I said, it is provided through the Fox Cities Chamber. So just reminders of some of the things that are going on, happening out there, that you can take advantage of as far as a small business, help you improve what's going on for you. So that's what we've got going on right there. We will be coming back in just a little bit after a break to talk about the things that we can do as far as Tuss House is concerned and how that can help your business. So we'll be back very shortly. This is the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer, and we are on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Hello again. My name is Randy Melzer. I'd like to welcome you back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. We can't get you money for nothing, but we can sure try to help you keep the money you have. So we're going to try and work with some of these things. My guest host today is Jyothi Nettingadi. She's one of our mentors here at SCORE, and we're very happy to have her with us. We'll be talking with Jyothi and also with our guest, Tim Mock from the Tuss House organization. Tuss House is one of our sponsors here on the Biz Talk Show, and we'll be talking a little bit more about what they do. But I'd like to take just a second also to recognize the other sponsors we have. In addition, we have Alberts and Hailing CPAs. They're a rather busy bunch right now getting ready for tax season, but they can help small businesses to be able to handle their tax questions and also your financial planning. So it's an excellent organization to work with. We also want to thank Biz Results. They have provided us with the website that we use for the Biz Talk with SCORE website. And again, we'd ask you to take a look out there. If you're, they provide an excellent program for us, and we can archive all of our radio shows. So if you want to listen to one or topic or something like that, the website's designed specially just to do that. Also, we want to thank Epiphany Law. Epiphany is a boutique law firm that handles strictly business law and the questions that you have. So again, get in contact with Epiphany if you have any legal questions. We want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union. They handle the financial side for small business here in the Valley and up to Green Bay. Remind you again, Fox Communities Credit Union, if you have financial needs for your business. And finally, just want to also mention the Business News, an outstanding publication. It comes out every 2 weeks and covers all of the business activity going on in the area from Brown County, Door County, all the way down through Fond du Lac area. All the information about the various chambers, all of the different programs going on, and some of the businesses that are successful in the area, things that you can enjoy. So again, we'd ask you to please support our sponsors, because that's why we were able to be on the air, and that is the Biz Talk show here. Last point I'd like to make is we do take phone calls, so we'd ask you, if you have any questions out there for us, please give us a call. You can reach us at 281-1150 here at the WHBY studios, or else on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So please, if you have any questions for Tim or for any of us here as far as score, give us a call. We look forward to that. All right. So with all the housekeeping and businesses done, I'd like to welcome you both here. Tim.
Thanks, Randy. Good morning.
Thanks,
and
Randy.
Josie, good again to have you here. Tim, you're with Tuss House. Can you tell us a little bit about what Tuss House is all about, and also what your role there is as being the director of sales?
Sure. So Tuss House Computer Services is headquartered in Milwaukee, works strictly with companies in the state of Wisconsin, service about 1,000 clients in the state in that traditional small to medium business range. 95% of our business is with companies with between 5 and 250 employees.
Okay.
So we're really focused in on kind of that small to medium-sized business. We have three offices in the state. As I mentioned, our headquarters is in Milwaukee. We also have an office here in Appleton and an office in Madison. And we have about 100 associates in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily work with companies to find technology-based solutions for business issues.
All right.
So when we sit down and talk to our clients, we typically find that they have one of three different things they're trying to do. They're either trying to grow their business, they're trying to improve the efficiency of their business, or enhance the security in their business,
okay,
or some combination of those three. And we've got a wide range of solutions that are based on technology, based on, you know, digital strategies and different things like that that we can pull together for them to help enable those kinds of and solve those business issues.
Okay, and what is your role there at Tuss House?
So as director of sales, I have a team of 15 people,
okay,
who work with me to work with our clients. We're kind of the front end of the client relationship between the individual company and Tuss House.
Okay.
So we sit down with our clients, really understand what those business issues are, and start to craft a potential solution. But then we bring in our engineering teams and our programmers and other people that we can have to kind of scope out what that full solution needs to look like.
Okay.
And then the account executives and other people on my team end up being the client advocate, if you will, within the company to make sure we continue to meet those customer needs.
Okay. And I have to ask you a silly question. Everybody has it.
Sure.
The name, it's Tuss House, not
sure.
Tuss House, but Tuss House.
Correct.
Can you explain that to us just
sure.
a little bit?
Well, sure. It's actually pretty easy. The company was founded by a gentleman named Greg Tuss House.
Ah, okay.
So, almost 20 years ago now, Greg started the company. About 3 years ago now, he sold the company.
Okay.
But a lot of people over those previous 15, 16 years got to know us as Tuss House. And so we've kept the name.
All right.
Because there's a lot of brand recognition around the name. And Greg is still part of the company. He now serves as the chief information officer for the entire organization.
Okay. And you are located here in Appleton as well?
Yes, we are. We're right off of 41.
Okay.
And Ballard Road, right, Jeffy?
Okay.
You were helping me.
Enterprise Drive.
Enterprise Drive. Okay, so if you come off on Ballard Road, get off over to Evergreen Drive, and then turn into the business complex over there.
That's right. I know how to drive there. I can't remember the directions.
Okay, fine. But usually the best way to work with you is by phone contact first?
Phone contact, certainly a web contact form is available on our website, which is tushaus.com. Or telephone 877-333-4848. Again, 877-333-ITIT.
Okay.
Or locally 920-750-6220.
Okay, we'll get those again out there for those of you who are slow of pen. We'll catch up with you shortly on that.
Sure.
All righty. Well, we're going to be talking to Tim a little bit about the topic of bring your own device. How everybody's phones and pads and laptops and all this kind of stuff can be helped to integrate into your business. So we'll be back with that very, very shortly. We're going to take just a quick break. Again, you're listening to the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, and welcome back. I'm going to have to start working for a living here. I've been just talking with our guests and having a very good time on this. So now it's time for us to let you in on it. Welcome to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. Our guest today is Tim Mauck. He is the Director of Sales for Tushaus here in the Fox Cities and throughout the state of Wisconsin. We are going to talk a little bit about the idea of bring your own device, how things are changing in the workplace. That's a pretty broad concept here. First of all, can you kind of let us know what we mean by the different devices that people are working with and how that integrates into business and then where you play the role?
Sure. So if you go back in time, back to about 12 years ago, 2002, BlackBerry RIM Technologies was one of the first companies to come out with a smartphone type of device, basically a device that combined voice capabilities with data capabilities and allowed you to access email and those kind of things from the same devices you're making phone calls with. Back then, companies typically would, if they wanted to take advantage of that kind of technology, would supply the device to an employee.
Right. Yep.
And they would say, okay, we'll give you a BlackBerry that's connected to our network. Apple changed all that in 2007 when they came out with the iPhone, and then in 2008 when there were different...
Has it been only that long?
I know. It's hard to believe, right? Less than 7 years ago, Apple came out with the iPhone, and then a year later, Google came out with the Android operating system platform that Samsung and Ericsson and other Sony and other device makers use for their smartphone devices. Suddenly, workers said, I've got a phone that I use for my personal use. It might be an iPhone.
Right.
It might be an Android-based device. I want to use that at work anymore. I don't want to carry two devices.
Okay.
I don't want to carry my BlackBerry for work and my iPhone for my personal stuff. So that's when we start talking about this bring your own device.
Okay.
So it says, Randy, if you own an iPhone and you use it at home for your personal things, I want to enable you to also use that at work.
Okay.
So smartphones are one type of device. Then Apple again changed everything, and this will blow you away too, Jyothi. And it was in April of 2010. So less than 4 years ago, the iPad was introduced. And that's hard to believe because it's basically revolutionized the computing marketplace and the way people access data and get work done in the last 4 years.
Right.
And so suddenly then you got this tablet-based device that would allow you to also do business applications and personal applications kind of on the move, wherever you are. This goal of getting access to network capabilities and data and information you need to do your work anytime, anywhere, from any type of device becomes enabled through tablet-based mobile devices.
So all of this is happening so fast. Like I said, I used to sell telephone equipment at one time. It was all plugged into the wall. That was as far as you could get, was 12 feet.
Right.
But the other thing that was happening was this was changing so fast, and then trying to keep up with the hardware and the cost of doing that. How is that changing today?
Well, that's where this whole bring your own device thing really has come into play, because what's happening is people are going out and the price of phones and tablets and things have dropped so much. You know, you can get a Google-based tablet or an iPad for $400 or $500.
Mm-hmm.
You can certainly get a smartphone, depending upon your data plan, for free, or $100 or $200, right? And so the cost of the devices has come down to the point that, you know, 75 to 80% of consumers now have a smartphone or a tablet that they use in their personal life. So employers, companies are saying, I want to take advantage of that as well. I'll share the cost burden with you as an mm-hmm. employee for that device because it helps lower my cost.
Okay.
You've already taken on the cost of obtaining the device. Yeah. I'll help you with your monthly data plan and those kind of things, and now I can enable you to be more productive in the work environment by using that device.
Okay. And when you do that, we had talked about the fact my phone or my device that I have has storage in it and it has information in it that I can access, you know, on my own.
Mm-hmm.
What does this improve by working from that device back to the employer, back to the company? How does this improve my ability to keep track of data?
Well, first of all, it does a couple of things. It improves your productivity because you've got that device with you all the time.
Okay.
From an employer standpoint, suddenly employees, associates that work for you become more productive because they have access to business applications, including email and other types of applications you might want to give them access to 24/7 by 365
okay.
because they're carrying that device with them.
Okay.
And frankly, if you're carrying your device with you, you use it. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting there on Saturday afternoon watching a ball game and you've got your phone and it's got your business email on there, you're going to check your email.
Okay.
So that makes, from an employer standpoint, right, it helps improve some of that productivity and turnaround time and those kind of things. But also then from a storage standpoint and those kind of things, because you're using the device, it doesn't actually store the information on the device.
Okay.
It's actually using the device as an interface through the applications that reside on that device.
Okay.
So as an example, when you use your phone or your tablet to access your email system,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's actually making a connection between the phone and the email system back at the work environment.
Okay.
So, and then all it's doing is allowing you through your phone or your tablet to read, reply, forward, whatever those emails. No different than if you were sitting at your desktop or laptop at work.
Okay.
But it's not actually storing all of that on your device.
Okay, so you're not going to bring your telephone or your tablet to its knees with all this material that you're storing.
It's all going back to the cloud.
I was waiting for that.
Thanks,
I was waiting for that word, Josie. If you want to start working with that one, go right ahead. So,
Tim, maybe you can explain to some of our listeners what that cloud actually, the elusive cloud actually
sure,
means.
Sure, sure. You know, it's funny because a lot of people will think it's kind of just up in the air somewhere, and the name kind of gives it that meaning. Actually, what the cloud is a worldwide series of data centers and data connections that are primarily built by very, very large carriers, AT&T, Verizon, Amazon's built their own cloud, those kinds of things. And it allows a company to get computing power, if you will, in the cloud without having to make a big investment in buying infrastructure.
Okay.
So that infrastructure has already been built by all of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of utilize that cloud on a pay-as-you-go basis.
And now you at Tuss House provide some of that infrastructure.
We do.
That's one part of your role.
That's exactly right. So we can do a couple of different things depending upon what our customers are looking for. We can certainly access a larger cloud environment through Microsoft or AT&T or a big provider like that. Or we can help companies kind of build their own kind of cloud. We have two data centers, one in Milwaukee and one in Appleton,
mm-hmm.
that companies will use to make cloud-based, if you will, applications available for their employees. So on a real small scale, they'll say, I have a customer relationship management package that I want to make available to my salespeople or my service technicians or something like that.
Right.
Right. So they might put that into our data center, our cloud hosting center, and then allow their employees access to it via their mobile devices, smartphones, tablets, et cetera, without actually having to come back to the company resources.
Super. Okay.
And that's a cloud.
That's like having now you have a total mobile office right there in your hand.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
More like
right.
a data storage.
Right. Okay.
Where you don't have to have it in-house. It's out there.
That's right.
And they're managing it.
Okay,
that's
right. Now, that's the other key because, all of the hardware to manage this stuff gets pretty expensive. expensive. The other problem is it changes so fast that I, as a small employer, trying to catch up with this stuff, number one, I'm going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. But number two, I'm going to go broke.
Well, that's right. That's why the cloud is really nice for small businesses, because you don't have to make that big investment into infrastructure or security or mm-hmm. anything like that. Instead, you go
that's
to a cloud service provider
yep.
and kind of pay for what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And Jyothi, to your point, especially around data storage and those kind of things, you might need 100 gigabytes of storage today. A year from now, it might have grown to 300 gigabytes. Instead of having to go out and buy a whole new storage system and everything else, you just go to your storage provider and say, I need more space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like running a bigger warehouse
right.
instead of building
That's exactly
it
right. That's right.
Okay.
Now,
not a bad idea.
Getting away from data storage,
yeah, yeah.
let's get to something more specific about small businesses, because
okay.
that's what
right.
Randy and I work with,
sure.
you know,
sure.
small businesses. What are some of the challenges that you help small businesses with on a day-to-day basis, let's say?
Well, I think actually we were talking about one of those, I think, because they have a lot of the same challenges that larger businesses have mm-hmm. in terms of data and critical information, in terms of making their employees more efficient. I've got two salespeople, and I want to make sure that they have access to all of our company information and all those kinds of things. So they have the same challenges that a 250 or 1,000 employee type of company might have, but they don't have the capital
sure.
or the resources to develop the solutions on their own.
Okay.
Okay. So what we do with a lot of small businesses is again, sit down with them, understand their needs, but then kind of put together a package and a solution that meets their budget.
Okay.
One of the things that we talked about a little bit was kind of this idea of managing devices for them. So, you know, to go back kind of full circle on our topic.
Right.
With the mobile devices, one of the key areas is security and managing those devices and those kinds of things, right?
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that question, yeah. obviously, because that's on most people's minds, is a security thing. Before I do that, though, I just want to remind people, please, if you have any questions for Tim or for Jyothi or I about this particular topic or any area, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150, because I'm sure there are questions out there, and we're more than happy to answer that for you. To revert back to the idea of security, that's something that terrifies everybody when you start talking about the cloud.
So I'm going to try to tie both of the questions in together and answer this, okay? So you've got all of these devices that are out there that suddenly have access to your company information, even if it provides email access. You know, you send a lot of somewhat confidential information back and forth every day via email. And if somebody who shouldn't have it gets a hold of it, it could be a real security problem, right? But then in a small business scenario, you don't have the resources or anything else to pull together a mobile device management policy, infrastructure, anything else to manage all of that on your own. So A, we can help with the security piece, and B, we can help with the small business piece by what we call our mobile device management solution, where basically we work with our clients and we manage all of those devices on their behalf. So it might be two devices, it might be five devices, it might be 10. It's amazing, even in a small business with three or four employees, how many mobile devices there actually are when you start to count them, mm-hmm. right? But we can put together a security policy around those, manage all of those devices, understand where they are, 24/7/365, so we can
okay.
help find them if they get lost. We can do things like, if they get lost and you want us to, we can remotely wipe all of the business information off of those devices, so you could remotely disable the different applications. So if you've left your smartphone in a cab at 2 a.m., Randy,
yep.
We can suddenly turn off that smartphone and not allow it access to the email network and those kind of things
okay.
for you.
And so you have, and I have access to your services as soon as I find another phone, 24/7. Right?
That's right. That's
okay.
right. So it's there 24/7, and it's a service that we make available to our clients based on a number of devices.
Okay.
So again, it fits somebody that even has two, three, or four devices.
And this is done through the wonderful terminology called a mobile app.
That's right.
Yeah. Could you kind of, as a person, what am I talking about?
Okay, so a mobile app or a mobile application is typically just a small piece of software that resides on your phone.
Okay.
Or your tablet.
Tablet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That then allows you to do something else. So you might have an application that allows you to play a game mm-hmm. or something else on your phone. And all that is a small piece of software that then typically connects via the cloud mm-hmm. back to someplace else where that server resides.
Okay.
That is actually doing all the application processing to produce that game.
Okay.
So the app just makes the connection between your phone or tablet
right.
and that game.
Okay.
The same thing holds true for business applications. So, for example, you'll have an application that allows you to get to your email. All mm-hmm. it is a small piece of software that resides on your phone or tablet that when you press on it, makes the connection between that device and your email server
okay.
wherever it happens to be located.
So again,
does that make sense?
Yes. So once again, I don't have to have thousands and thousands and thousands of bits of storage on my device that I'm carrying. That's all out there at the server location or whatever.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All
now
I,
you could. Now you know. I want to make sure people understand. You could set it up so that your device has a lot of storage.
Yeah.
Should you be in a place or use your device for an application? Not a mobile app, but mm-hmm. an application, something you want to do on your phone that requires kind of local presence. You're not sure if you're going to have internet connectivity
okay.
or anything like that. So you want to make sure that you can still use the device. Storage on these things is not expensive at
right,
all.
Right.
Right. So photos is a good example.
Yep.
Right. When you take pictures of things, you can store them on your device. You can store them in the cloud. You can store them in both places.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of a place where you might have data that resides in numerous places.
Okay, so it's giving me all that flexibility.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All righty. So we're talking about that, the security question. Today, I keep going back to that a little bit because that scares everybody.
Yeah.
We were talking about the fact of using passwords and so on, uh-huh. even on your cell phone.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a little bit scary when you hear some of the numbers from the worldwide research institutes that, you know, somewhere between 65 and 70% of smartphone users don't have a password on the front of their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not connecting to business information, if you're using your phone to access your own personal email, if you've done nothing else from listening to the hour today, mm-hmm. get a password on the front of your smartphone.
Okay.
Because, you know, you'd be amazed.
Best way to protect all your information.
Absolutely.
Even before you lose it.
Even just
have to
a
four-digit
password. Even just a four-digit password. I mean, if you think about it, those nefarious people out there, if they know that 70% of the people don't have a password, if you do have a password, they're going to drop your phone and move on to somebody else's.
Okay.
Because, you know, so if nothing else, get a password on the front of your smartphone. So when you turn it on, you enter four digits before you can go do anything else.
Okay, and that's simple enough to set up.
It's even, very easy
even,
to set
even
up.
Even I could do that.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes,
and probably
Randy.
Should.
you know, we talked a little bit about our mobile device management service. That's one of the things we do first.
Okay.
Is we force passwords on the front of every mobile device.
Okay.
So that
that's
because
a good
the
practice.
Security piece
yeah.
is
yeah.
so
Alrighty.
Huge.
So, all right. Well, we're going to be taking a quick break here. We're talking with Tim Mock, who is the director of sales here for Tuss House, and talking about all the new mobile activity that you can do and connectivity that you have. We'll be back shortly. This is the Biz Talk Show. You're listening to On the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back again to Biz Talk here on the WHBY radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. Our guest today, I have Jyothi Netangadi from SCORE and also Tim Mock from Tuss House. We've been talking about a lot of the things that are going on as far as data, applications, mobile apps, and so on. One of the questions that always comes up is, this is changing so fast. Would it be better if I wait to get into this, or should I jump in now and take my chances? What's your take on that as far as suggesting to the customer what to do?
Randy, that's a pretty common question because you're right. Things do change very, very quickly. And one of the things we try to work with our clients to help them understand is, what's the cost of waiting? What's the opportunity cost lost, if you will, that if you do wait that 6 months. And then where are you going to be 6 months from now? Are you going to say, right, you know what, maybe I should wait another 6 months, or maybe mm-hmm. I should wait another 6 months? And you kind of get into this never-ending cycle.
Uh-huh.
I think one of the keys there is to find a good service provider that you trust. I would hope that might be TusHaus, that would work with you and say, we can put together a strategy with you today that gives you the flexibility to change as technology changes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about a little bit, Jyothi, with data storage, right?
Yes.
Put something together that as your needs change, it's very quick and easy.
Very adaptable.
To adapt and grow
yeah.
and change as your needs change. You're
Absolutely.
Not locked into something that you spent, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on, and now you feel committed to that solution for
right.
the next several years, regardless of what happens with technology or in your business.
Mm-hmm. And today, then, that means I'm not the one who is bearing the risk of change.
That's right. That's right.
I can adapt with it without having to buy a lot of new equipment all the time and have to do all that good stuff. Because I'm back in the old days. I still think hardware. And it just scares me sometimes.
Long
Absolutely.
Gone, Randy.
I understand.
Long gone.
People say my head's in the clouds, but I just don't seem to be able to get it to connect properly. Anyway, so and talking about all of this change and so on, can you give us, as we're required to do at this point in time, what we call our biz tip?
Sure.
Where you're a little nugget of wisdom for our clients out there. What would you give them as a biz tip?
Sure. And I think it kind of really ties into the topic that we've been discussing, which is focus on your core and outsource your chores. And what I mean by that is figure out what you're in business for and what you want to deliver as your service
okay.
and focus on that.
Right.
Put all of your time, energy, and resources into those things. The chores of your business, payroll, certainly things like janitorial and those kind
right,
of
yeah.
things, right? And even IT
yeah.
and how you utilize technology.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody that you trust and allow them to do the chores of your business. Don't
okay.
get bogged down in the chores, day-to-day stuff. Continue to focus on the core piece of why you're in business.
Okay, so it's a kind of a time versus Excellent. Money question for yourself.
Yeah, that's
okay.
right. That's right.
All righty. With all of the things that are going on, here's a dandy question, and you got about a minute and a half to answer
oh, great.
It.
Okay.
What do you see as the trends? Where are we going?
Oh, thanks a lot. Because that could be another hour. But I think this idea of mobility and the access to data and information is important. But the key part is that what does that allow you to do?
Okay.
What does that allow you to improve your service? Does that allow you to improve the responsiveness to your customers? Does that allow you to stand out in the marketplace? Data in and of itself is just data, right? Until you turn that into meaningful information that allows you to improve your business, it's not going to really provide a lot of value to you. A lot of people are collecting data now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next step where things are going is this whole idea of business intelligence and how do you turn that data into meaningful information.
So in other words, not just for the sake of itself, but why?
Exactly.
Why do I need it?
Exactly.
Okay. And your job isn't to collect data. Your job is to use that data to effectively carry out your business.
That's right.
Wonderful. Real quickly, how do we get a hold of you at TusHaus?
Again, here in the Fox Valleys, our number is 920-750-6220, or you can reach us at 877-333-4848.
Okay, and the website?
www.tushaus.com.
TusHaus. Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, Jyothi, very
you,
good
Jyothi.
To have you with us today.
Thanks.
Thank you for filling in. We're looking forward to someday. We might actually have Tony back. I don't know, but heck, he can stay in on. We can muddle on through without him. This has been the Biz Talk Radio Show, provided for you with Score here in the Fox Cities. We've enjoyed talking to Tim about all of the technology and some of the stuff. Leaves your head kind of spinning a little bit, but it's a fascinating topic. It's something
clear.
We have to live with. Also, a reminder, we will be on again next week. We're going to have the people from the All Seasons Coffee Shop. They're a new business here in the Valley. We'll be talking about what it's like to open a brand new business, some of the fun and games that they've had. So, again, thank you for listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. I'm Randy Melzer, and this is the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.